Good morning, along with Andy Summers and Dave Cruz.
Hey, Dave. So my niece got married last weekend, and they got to extend their vacation a little bit because of having the long weekend for Easter, right? So it worked out really well for them. They went to Jamaica, and I know everything that they've done because they've been taking pictures and posting them.
That's cool.
Of their
great.
Honeymoon. Is it, though? Because every time I see another picture pop up in my feed, I'm like, do you need to share every, like, you're on your honeymoon. Can't you just enjoy each other?
Don't you think, oh, that's great. Look, they're having fun. I'm so happy for them.
I am happy for them, and I'm glad that they're having fun, but I'd be just as happy for them if they told me about it after their honeymoon. I feel like, can't they just spend time together? Do they really need to include the entire internet on their honeymoon?
I think it's better this way, because if you remember, like, back in the day before social media, people would take pictures on their honeymoon or vacation. Yeah. Then when you went to visit their house, you were stuck sitting there in their living room going through slide after slide or photo album after photo album. Now you get it as it's happening, and you can just sit there like on the couch or on the toilet and whip through them.
I see what you mean, but I don't believe that you ever went to someone's house and they opened up a photo album or showed a slideshow to you. I feel like that's something that we only saw in movies.
Well, because my friends would know that I don't care.
Right.
But this way, you can look through it, lickety-split, and you're done. And it is great to see that people that you care about are having fun.
But I don't need to see it at the time, though. They have the whole rest of their lives to share those photos.
Do you want to sit through the photo album or the slideshow?
You don't have to. What I'm saying is they could post them, though, this week, now that they're back. Oh, my gosh. Like, first day back to work after my honeymoon. Here's a photo of my honeymoon. This is where I wish I were. Right? Every day. For the next 47 days, because that's how many pictures they posted over the last 5 days. I mean, it was just insane. I don't know.
So is it both of them, or is it one of the two who's really doing it more than the other?
It's actually him more than her, which is surprising.
Yeah, I didn't think that was the case.
Well, her pictures are like her and him and all the drunk people that they meet at the Sandals Resort.
Okay. I mean, come on, that's fun.
And then his are a little bit better. But okay. I have done the deep dive, and I have gone through all of them, but I just don't
see?
Feel like...
See, so you're looking, so it's working.
I'm worried about their relationship. Is what I'm saying.
Hey, as long as they're getting the Insta likes.
Is there a place that you are so irritated that people can't stop sharing? Right? Like maybe you're wherever you are. 215-263-6700.
Good morning, 92.5 XTU. Who is this?
Emily. Yeah, so I have a coworker who has two children. All she talks about are her kids, no matter if you ask or you don't ask. I could write their life story. It is crazy.
Do you not have kids?
No.
Have a baby and then people won't annoy you anymore.
The more I hear about someone's kids, the less I want to have kids.
Oh, man.
I found my soulmate, Andy. From Richboro. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. So we were just discussing my niece on her honeymoon and how I can tell you everything that she and her husband are doing because they're posting all of it on social media.
Well, my daughter's on her honeymoon right now. She and her new husband went away to Italy for 17 days. And I can't wait to see the pictures, but I have yet to see one.
So they're actually spending the time together.
I'm happy for her.
17 days of pictures, though. When they come back, you're going to be stuck in their living room for 4 days looking at photos.
I can't wait.
Good for you.
I can't wait.
Kate, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Barb.
I take an old thing with people post way too much. I can't stand when people post blow by blow of their life. I'm going to the bathroom, I'm getting a shower, I have to go to Wawa, I have to cut my grass. Well, I don't get too much information. You know what? I post things that are important to people, like special things, a special sunset. You know, like they could have posted one picture a day and that would have been fine, you know?
Hey, everybody, I just woke up. Here's what I look like without makeup. Here's me after I got out of the shower. Here's me with makeup.
It's crazy.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Barb.
Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful day. God bless. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you back. You too, Barb. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Barb does make a good point, though.
Yes. It can be way too much, right?
Yeah. It's one thing if you're on a trip, you know, they have some cool photos of Hawaii or something. But, yeah, I don't need to see what your, you know, Wawa hoagie looks like.
I know. And when you're on your honeymoon, though, just spend time with your new spouse. Ugh. Anyway.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.